Hello, Sexy Sunday. It's the best day of the week because I get to share a convo with you about sex, relationships, and being the most free and confident version of yourself. I'm big on making my own rules and normalizing these kinds of conversations because I believe that the more we talk about it, the better sex we're all going to have because we'll be more educated and hornier. We walk around and hardly broach this topic in our normal lives, but I'm trying to change that. This is storytelling that's entertaining as hell, that will leave you laughing and gasping, introducing ideas that'll change you and break you open to celebrating your sexy self. Come with a curious head and brave heart, and let's play. I'm Bonnie Weeks, and this is gonna be fun. Hello, sexy. Welcome to the podcast. Today's devotional with myself, is going to be about some personal shares and personal growth. And I share this because I'm always in transformation, and perhaps in my sharing of my transformation and my growth and where I'm currently navigating, perhaps it will encourage you to embrace whatever it is that you're doing and also know that you're not alone. And I know for me, hearing stories from other people where they can perhaps have felt something similar to something that I'm currently navigating, it makes me feel not alone, right? But I would even take this to, this is going to feel kind of dorky, but I walk by a tree close to my house, and this tree's name is apparently George. And I will even look up at that tree and say, man, if this tree, like, George, you can do this. You can be here in the storms. You can be here as you push branches out. And this tree is so giant, this red sequoia, that if George can do it, I can do it. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel about stories. This is why I think stories save us, both ourselves and in listening to others. So with that in mind, here we are. You know, on my other podcast, Yoga Strong, the fourth episode I ever shared there is called This Is Love Too. And that's one of my most listened to podcast episodes. And it was, you know, right when I began my podcast, right when I stepped into online business, was all the same time that also my ex and I decided that we are going to get divorced. And it took, you know, good 14 months before the divorce was finally was official. But all those things happened and stacked at once, as things sometimes do. And that fourth episode, This Is Love Too, was me sharing about us deciding to divorce. And you know, from there was like another, you know, it was a good chunk of time. And then I started talking about, you know, let's talk about sex episodes on Yoga Strong before then I created the Sexy Sunday podcast. And a lot of that was then personal story sharing. And while I know that I owe no things about my own story, I have so many people reach out to me, and especially women who have children and who are looking to navigate away from a longer-term relationship that they've had, where they perhaps have to figure out how to make money, how to balance the kids, how to navigate that relationship with their kid's dad. And so this is a piece of my story. And perhaps if you're in one of those places, or you know somebody in one of those places, then perhaps this can connect with you. And maybe this is a less quote unquote sexy episode, meaning I don't know if there will be any sex stories of, you know, kind of relating together, but I think that's what, I don't know. I guess I'm interested in the wholeness of these relationships, right? Meaning the whole aspect of self. We cannot talk about the act or the feeling or the being of sexuality without talking about relationships. And so today, here I am with some relationship combo and an update on where I am in navigating with my kid's dad. And we're going to start there. It's interesting, I think, to look back and I had a lawyer. Well, we had a lawyer that was a lawyer that we worked with together. And that felt really important because we were very much on the same page. And I know that's not something that is possible for everybody, but having that was really amazing. With, you know, if you don't have kids and you don't have a house and you know you just don't have these different things, you don't necessarily need a lawyer, but it was very nice in our situation to have done that. And one of the things I would really encourage if anybody is in this particular spot is to get a lawyer, and if possible to do it together. It's going to be cheaper. And if you can have those sorts of level conversations, it can be really powerful. And I think the conversations where you can be kind, or you can be compassionate, there's different rules for different locations of what people get in divorce and the time length that divorce takes. So you would have to look that up for your local space. But it was really nice to have somebody who knew what they were talking about to help guide us through it. And you know, my own facing of money things, which is like a whole thing for me, and accepting support, and also just, I think, some of the logistics with kids. And one of the things I'm really grateful for, this lawyer walked us through, you know, a lot of different decisions that we would have to make for, you know, if this happens or what's the rotation for this. And one of the things she said was, you know, you never know who's going to come into either of your lives. Like, nobody's there right now. But what can happen is that when somebody else comes into your life, if you don't have some sort of official document, we are influenced by those around us. And so having this be the process right now where you can think through these things and will be beneficial later on. And I say that because things have shifted for me, and it is not a bad thing, but my kid's dad is living with somebody who is going to marry and has a kid, and I am so freaking excited for them. I love this for both of them and for all of them, my kids included. You know, it's a good growth opportunity, and it's a space of love. And also there's a navigation there. And, you know, having been really young when we got married and having grown up Mormon and then really growing up together for so long from the time we were early 20s and having babies young, and you know, having that whole experience is a thing, right? And so the navigation for something different is different. And so me being both excited for him and for all of the people included, all the kids, for her, and you know, in from outside people, I talk to my, some people have talked to me about how to navigate leaving relationships or how to help navigate outside of it. And it has been really, truly a joy to be able to help coach people in that space and encourage them to do things differently, because there can be a different story. And I think that's one of the things I'm really grateful for in my kids' dads and my relationship. And it is a relationship. And I was just having this conversation with him recently about, like, don't have to be married to have a relationship. Like, none of us do. We could have a relationship with the UPS driver. Maybe it's only when they drop off UPS boxes, right? But you're like, hello, like, I know who you are. I know your name. My UPS driver, his name is like the guy that was always delivering for years. His name was Adrian. Somehow I think I probably asked him his name because I'm like that. And so every time it came by, I was like, hey, Adrian, I'm like, thank you. And there's a relationship there. And perhaps that looks different than the relationship you have with a lover. But regardless, it's a relationship. And so in this current moment and having these kind of relationship conversations with a co-parent, you know, from outside sources, from a kid's school teachers, they're just saying how grateful they are in the ways that my ex and I are able to navigate being co-parents. And I don't say this in a way of like, oh my gosh, we're so good, because that's lame. I say this in that it's a hell of a lot of work, and it is something that I would like to do well. And it was something that felt, that feels really important to me in raising kids that see an example of a way that you can exist in relationship with others that can be expansive and compassionate. And I think it's that type of sensation and feeling and desire that breeds everywhere, right? If I show up to any relationship like that, if I show up to the ones that are hard like that, then how am I going to show up to like the other ones in my life? Because the way I'm going to do one thing in one place is going to end up being how I'm doing it other places too. And so having that reflection from outside sources feels really acknowledging to me, because I am working hard at this. And so at this moment, I really enjoy following Melissa Urban on Instagram, and she's one of the co-founders of Whole30. She recently wrote a book about boundaries, and I have not read the book, but she talks about boundaries a lot, and it has been a learning experience this season right now, because my kid's dad and his new family unit they've decided they really want to establish some new traditions with all of them. And, you know, so it's been a couple years that we have been separated now and divorced, and we still collaborated on Christmas. We still said, okay, let's just like go in on buying gifts like with each other. And I've slept on his couch two years ago, and then woke up and we did Christmas morning together. And then last year, they came over to my space and we did Christmas here in my home. And so we've just like done that together, which has felt really, really good. And there's like a change this year. And I'm going to be super honest and say there's a grief in that. There's a way that I've operated and had it be like a tradition for this holiday season where we celebrate Christmas, even though we're not Christian practicing humans. And like this navigation of something new and thinking of boundaries of the way that my fellow co-parent is creating new boundaries around what he wants and what he wants with his new family unit, and me being able to still exist in gratitude for him, for his attention to being an awesome dad, and for his willingness to continue to be able to have a relationship with me and to want to work on that. And I say work on it in the way of being willing to have the conversations where we miss each other, where we read into tone wrong, where we can show up and give the benefit of the doubt, and where we can have those kind of real conversations. And even this week, you know, as we have been navigating the newness of boundaries and of traditions, and we all don't get what we want. And it's interesting sometimes, because when somebody says no, then like the no wins, right? I always find it fascinating, right? Like, so when does the yes win? And perhaps that, it depends on the situation, right? Like if somebody says, no, don't touch my body, like don't touch their fucking body. And if somebody says, well, what I want to, that doesn't mean that they get to. And so boundaries and relationships are tricky things, because sometimes yes could win. It depends on the thing. It depends on the situation. Depends on the people. And, you know, for this to be the situation where it's like, okay, we don't to for me, I'm being told that I that doesn't want to be a dinner together, no celebration together, really just kid things are going to be totally different. We're gifting separately. We're doing all those, which this and the kids will just do two Christmases. We're just going to say hello when the kids get dropped off and have that be it. And I have been sad about that. And also now, I'm also looking forward to building something new. And this really, I guess I say this all now because this is new. And even though I've been separated, and even though we've been doing things separate and living separate for over 3 years now, like sometimes, like there's not a timeline, right, that any of us have to follow. And so I guess I'm just sharing this because maybe you find yourself in a surprising timeline. You're like, oh, I guess I'm facing this now. And I thought that things were operating this way and they change. And it's not a bad thing. And so even though I'm like, oh, we've done a thing. Like, it's just that we've done a thing for a long, long time. and now it will be different. And that's not bad. So even though there could be grief and be like, oh, we're going to change things, there's also freedom in that. And truly, like reframing it, you get to restory. I think about, you know, I was thinking about the word restore and restory and how we get to restory anything. I get to restory anything. And how that pulls at the word restore, and what does it mean to restore something? To make new, to make whole, to refresh. I think of a piece of furniture. If you're to restore a piece of furniture or a house, and think of something that's broken down, perhaps broken, paint peeling, things loose, and to restore it, it stands up tall. It's sparkly. and then to pair that with restory. I have the opportunity here to restory my current. And you do too. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be super easy. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be without grief. And also, like giving room for joy, giving room for excitement in that. And you know, at this point in time, like really, I'm really leaning into this. And I think at first I was like, okay. And like, I'm a yes still, but somebody else is a no. And their no has a really solid reason, and a reason that I really respect and I want for that person. Like I want them to feel strong together. Like this is in benefit of my children. And it's not about me. It's not about me. And my ability to adapt and to be flexible and to be expansive, not just for myself, but for others, is something that's really important to me. And so even this week, I had a conversation. I was out on a walk and my kid's dad and I had a conversation on the phone and we were honest with each other. And I, you know, at some point I was like, you know, there's something different. Like, is there a point of frustration right now? I just feel like we've been missing each other in some conversation. And we were able to like, he was like, actually, yes, there is a thing I'm frustrated about, or and this, you know, et cetera. And just be able to like call it out, like point it out, being willing to have this space that, like, for me, I'm like, show up. Like, I'm going to show up and I'm ready to hold this space where we have this conversation back and forth. And I am going to be open to receive the feedback or the frustration of somebody else, and I'm going to be able to hold that, and I'm going to respond with generosity, right? Because we have to be willing in conversation to be able to be able to listen and to be able to respond with kind of a generous sort of spirit and have the agreements. And this is really what I want to get to here is, like, as you continue to navigate, if you're somebody who is navigating out a relationship, I don't care where you fall in that relationship, whether you're mom or dad or other, and there's kids involved, so that there's has to be maybe a continuous working relationship. Like, there's so many ways to be right. There's so many ways this could look. And my yes could be like, hey, I'm going to have like all, you know, bring six exes to the family Christmas party, bring like your brother-in-law and the weird guy at work, or, you know, whatever it is, like they all are welcome. Like that's my style. Bring them all. It makes it more interesting and more fun, but that doesn't have to be everybody else's style. And on the phone, having this conversation where I could be like, hey, it feels like something's off. Like here's some space. Like, let me know, like, what's off, you know, where can I meet you? And then for him to be able to share with me spaces or ways that he feels unmet, or where he feels like he's been carrying something more than I've been carrying it. And for me then to respond and say can this be an agreement that we, you know, are going to continue to expect the best of each other. We're going to expect that we are doing the best that we can, and that neither of us will remember everything. And that if we want something, we're willing to ask for it and know that the other person isn't trying to act spitefully. And also an acknowledgement of like, okay, you're right, I haven't been doing that very good, and I would like to be better. And having a family calendar, just going to say, shared family calendar, that's really fantastic. It shows up on both of ours. Orthodontist appointments, the dentist appointments, birthday parties, things, the school events, saves a lot of texting. And also even the conversation to be like, you know, somebody responds and this happened this week, he's like, you know, it sounds like you're mad at, you know, like, are you frustrated about something? I was like, no, I'm literally just voice texting in the car, so I have less fingers. So like, this is a lack of tone. And so making sure that there isn't a set of agreements. And this word agreements has just shown up a lot recently. Like, what are the agreements that you can come to together to say, we're going to mean what we say and say what we mean. So there's no reading into what is said. We're going to trust that people are going to show up and be radically honest. We're going to give each other the benefit of the doubt. We're going to agree on the pictures. Okay, we're going to send pictures of the kids to each other from like outside of home events that are related to school and activities. We're going to send pictures to each other of holidays, and you know, having like simple things like that, or, you know, having appointment sorts of things, or are you scheduling on their time or on your time, or the way of response, or even just the reminder that you can give reminders. And we all have different styles of communication, so learning how to meet that. And you know, maybe the agreement that you're not going to read into a tone of a text negatively, but you're really going to expect that it's like, it's just being said. It's like, and this is easier said than done, because it takes a level of vulnerability to lean into these kinds of conversations. And this week when I had this conversation, I had really been thinking the day before, I was like, okay, I feel like we're missing each other. Like, how do I, you know, we need to have these conversations, because your point of crossing like is less. And so maybe if you have been in this situation, you're like, yep, I know. Because it's really hard to build relationships with people when you do not spend time with each other. And so if you are in a space where you are with a spouse right now, or a long-term partner or a lover, like, make spaces for each other to cross over, right? Like, cross over in each other's orbit. Where are you meeting in the middle? Not where one person is doing something for somebody else, but where you're meeting. Maybe you are teaching each other something. Maybe you're doing some sort of event or activity, but where are you meeting? Where you're setting down your phones and you're actually like seeing each other. Standing in the kitchen together talking. like those kinds of places where you're not missing, like you're not missing it. And how that takes a really responsible sort of need to do that in a different way when you do separate. And again, like this is relationship building, this is co-parenting, and this is co-parenting for me right now. This is figuring out agreements and new agreements and knowing that the agreements will change. And my youngest is 11 and a half. My oldest is 16 and a half. And things are going to change as they get older. And so this is the agreements for this moment. And being open and willing to let them change is going to be an important thing. And it's okay if... it's okay if it looks different than what I planned on. And it's okay if I have to navigate grief in more than one way. It's okay for me to change and be excited about things and to build new traditions. I think about when I started crepe papering my kids' doors for their birthdays. I didn't do that when they were really little, but I started doing that and now the kids come to expect it. So it's never too late to start something. When I left home, my family started going to rodeos. And now they talk about how that's like always been a family tradition, but that was never something that I did. And I was the oldest kid. And so they started something new. So you can start something new. And even if you're in a space where you're navigating a relationship with a partner, and maybe you're in a space where you're trying to figure out what your next steps are. Do you need to take steps where you build this relationship closer? Are you going to take steps to navigate the relationship of separating? And truly, like, there's a relationship there to navigate, right? Regardless. And where is it that you can do something different? What's a tradition? And maybe tradition is too big of a word right now, right? What's an activity? What's a crossover point? An event? You know, some sort of thing that you do together. Not just have sex, right? Sex can definitely be on the table, but it doesn't have to be. And that if we want to build relationships, I mean, damn, I've had some sexy one nights and not mad about it. And you know, think about them often and fantasize about a lot of things. Still currently. And also, like, those types of relationships where you can show up and you know that people know you and you care about them. And even if you're not going to have sex with those people, that type of intention, the intentionality of that, that melts over into other ways and spaces you show up for yourself and you go show up with others. And so if I want a life that is full of intentionality and full of the kind of presence that makes play so damn pleasurable, then I'm going to show up in this kind of way. So, all this to share that if you are navigating a co-parenting situation and you feel like you're alone in it, you might be. And there are many others who have and are currently and will be navigating this too. And you get to make up your own agreements, your own rules, right? I say this often, like, you make your own rules. And there's so many ways to be right. And saying the things to meet somebody else with an open space for them to really feel like they can sit down and for you to receive it and keep yourself open. Keep yourself open to listening and to learning something that maybe you didn't know before and learning how you can be better and without taking offense at that, right? Like, look at it as an opportunity to be like, oh, where do I get to change? Where can I be excited to build something new? And perhaps that's a new tradition. Perhaps that's a new way of navigating a relationship. Perhaps it's a new way of keeping a calendar. Perhaps it's a new way of reading the tone of a text message. Perhaps that's in the way of being able to hold yourself and knowing you've got you, and you pull your hand to your heart and you're like, I'm right here. And that's going to melt over. That type of compassion and abundance, truly, that type of abundance is going to go into other areas of your relationship. And, you know, I want you to have hot sex. I want you to have sex that blows your brain and you're like, where has this been my whole life? And that's where you're going to require like presence and this tap into yourself to be able to be there. And sometimes it might like look like co-parenting and in a really conscious co-parenting sort of way. So cheers to you for your navigation, and cheers to me for my navigation. And this holiday season, whatever it is bringing you, I have my hand on my heart at this very moment. And wherever you are in your own navigation of relationships, of parenting, then I see you in that, or I am acknowledging you in that. And I believe, I really believe in the abundance that is out there for all of us. And I hope you restory whatever is happening for you right now so you can really restore yourself. And so you can live your sexiest, bravest, boldest, biggest life where you own the hell out of who you are, where you are, what you want, and what you need. Go. Do it. And I'm cheering you on. Thank you so much for getting your sexy on with me today. Hearing what you loved, what you learned, or what you're going to share with your lover makes me so damn happy. You can jump on my weekly Sexy Sunday email. You can find that link in the show notes and we can connect through there. And it would super turn me on if you left a rating and review about how much this podcast is giving you life. Until next time. Mwah.